and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. It is May 13th, 2015. I am Molly McCord, and I'm delighted that you have found time in your busy life to be here. And today we're going to talk about why everything is not only benefiting your ascension and your soul growth, but how it's ultimately benefiting humanity and the collective's energy. So this is a good topic because I think that too many times when we talk about spirituality or ascension and awakening and we're focused on the high vibes and the good energies and all these amazing things, we can lose track of how valuable it is to have experiences that might be challenging, that could be tough, that do bring up your shadow energies and the parts of ourselves that we don't always want to look at or claim. But when we claim it, we are claiming our full power. And so this show is called The Hard Knocks of Ascension, but it's with a positive twist. It's about then looking at it from a higher perspective. So I'm going to share some insights with you about this topic and hopefully help shed more light on any shadow energies or lower aspects of yourself or of a situation that you've been experiencing. So just off the top of your head, call to mind any experience that has really triggered you. It could be an emotional trigger. Say it can bring up the hurt, anger, fears, doubts, any of that. You could also call to mind any experiences where you felt powerless or betrayed. You could also call forward any experiences that you feel you just want to raise your perspective around it. And this could be surrounding periods of loneliness or depression or just going through a really hard phase. So trust whatever comes through for you. And that's what we will touch on here in just a moment. Now, first, a few announcements. As always, a few updates. And I do want to mention an astrology thing here, too. So we are moving through May. It's almost the middle of May already. Pretty unbelievable. And the energies of this month are quite different than previous months. And I just did a show last week about the astrology and energies of May. And if you have a chance, listen to that show, because the energy right now is changing and it's very different, and it's meant to help you build a new foundation for yourself as you move forward. So check out that show. Next week, we're going to talk about spiritual abuse. What is spiritual abuse? And I think this is a really interesting topic. So we're going to dive into that. And then coming up into June, some great guests are coming onto the show. I'm really excited to introduce some of these people to you. on their wisdom and expertise. And we're also going to have some more astrology topics coming up. So lots going on. If you're brand new to the program, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. I have a website called ConsciousCoolChic.com, which is where you can find my, six published books, plus two more coming out this year. Busy times. I offer online classes. I also offer one-on-one astrology sessions. And I do this radio show. And I also am the founder and director of SpiritualityUniversity.com, which is where you will also find more tools and resources for your soul growth. There are more teachers and more classes that are debuting soon on SpiritualityUniversity.com. So lots of good stuff is being created to support you and to really help you live this life to the fullest and best that you can. That's the timeline we're in. That's the energy that we're in. I did want to do, like I mentioned, a quick astrology insight here. And this is going to be around the American football player Tom Brady. And if you're familiar with the Deflategate scandal, where it was, I wouldn't say confirmed, because that would be illegal. That sets up a whole other legal definition. But it has been generally assumed that individuals knowingly deflated football games in order to win a game. And they did that in order to win the game that sent them to the Super Bowl. So this has been a big ordeal here in the States. And we have a global audience, and I know not everyone knows about this scandal, but that's the gist, is that this quarterback supposedly cheated and knew that the footballs were being deflated, and then that helped them win the game. So this was being investigated by an outside panel of experts who came back and confirmed that, yes, this person is most generally guilty. So, of course, I looked at the astrology of this gentleman. His name is Tom Brady. And he has Mercury in Virgo. And this is the Mercury in Virgo is about systems, organization, precision, being very routine in one's daily life. And it's very much associated with the energy of an athlete and how you practice every day and you have your game, you have your game face on. You are very much in the place of winning and a focus on results and what you have to do to get there, how to be perfect, Mercury in Virgo. And right now, Neptune is opposing this placement. Neptune in Pisces is opposing Mercury in Virgo for him. And Mercury is also how you communicate. It's your reputation. It's how other people talk about you. And so with this opposition of Neptune in Pisces, what Neptune does is it makes things foggy and not clear. Delusional is one word. It can be this perception that something is out of your control or separate from you. And it also can mean you're lying because you're not seeing things clearly. You're not remembering information clearly. Now, this isn't the case for every person who has a Neptune opposing their Mercury, but in this instance, it makes a lot of sense. And so so this is fascinating to see that that's what's happening here, is that Neptune is revealing what was hidden and what was not in alignment with truth. And then we have Mercury in Gemini coming along. And Mercury in Gemini is triggering this energy in this man's chart. And again, it's revealing new information. It's revealing the findings of this investigation. It's affecting his reputation and how people talk about him, which is what Mercury is related to as well. And this aspect of Mercury triggering this point in his chart is going to happen two more times. So it's interesting to see what comes about over this Mercury retrograde phase and how information, maybe more information comes up, how information changes, what is communicated, what is said. So these are some of the real world adventures in astrology, because it's pretty fascinating to see how these energies show up in people's lives, especially public figures. Now, from a higher perspective, this is an opportunity for him to be in truth and to take responsibility, to be a fuller version of himself in integrity. That isn't always easy for people in the public eye or in certain situations. So it's going to be interesting to see how this continues to unfold. But I just wanted to highlight that little case study for you, because this is astrology in action here, and it's pretty cool to see how these things can line up and provide good examples of the energy. So let's get going here with our main topic, the hard knocks of ascension, which is all about having a positive twist on it. This is a positive show, by the way, but I think it's important to understand how both sides of the coin benefit your journey and benefit your growth. So when you think about ascension, you know, ascension is where we are raising energies and we are taking energy within ourselves as well as on the earth and elevating it, raising the vibration. This involves exposing things. It involves revealing. It involves new discoveries of what isn't in truth and how we can put it into a higher place. This energy is really key right now, because whether people realize it or not, we all participate in this. We participate in ascension with our daily choices, with our thoughts, with our actions, with our consciousness, with understanding ourselves, with seeing ourselves in a new way. And so we have the ability now to really be aware of all aspects of our journey and all the things that we're experiencing and feeling inside. And what happens is that as we go through these different energy spirals, we also experience the tougher patches, if you will, the parts of the journey that are a little bit more lonely or scary or bring up our fears or trigger us on deeper levels. And those parts of our journey are just as valuable as the parts that we usually celebrate. So what tends to happen is that we can wonder if we're on the right path, if we missed something, if we didn't learn a lesson, or if we didn't heal the karma or end the pattern. We can start to question more when we go through some of these tough periods. But oftentimes, what is being revealed to you is a few things. Another layer of the energy is coming up to be removed. This layer could be connected to a different person or situation or lifetime. It could be just that other next layer that you're ready to move through. It could be related to making sure that you're really walking your talk. Because what's fascinating is that as we go through ascension, we start to see things more clearly and more quickly. And so you recognize the energies that are coming up in you, or you recognize this lesson or this test, or you recognize this energy as something that you're familiar with. You spot it sooner, and you know how to move through it more easily. So we have these new layers that come up. And then we have different types of energies that we interact with. And that's one of the reasons why astrology can be an amazing tool, just like numerology, just like any other tool that helps you understand different cycles of energy. And they help you see what you specifically are moving through. And that can also help provide a perspective of detachment. So, for example, if you're going through a hard Saturn transit, well, Saturn is about maturing you on some way, taking more responsibility, making wiser decisions. But it can also feel lonely and challenging because you have to do it on your own. It can feel like the world is on your shoulders. And so if you are aware of your astrology chart, then you can see the Saturn transit as it's approaching and as it's in effect. And you can also detach and say, okay, I chose this for my soul's growth right now. I needed this in my lifetime in order to really master this energy better. Because Saturn also connects you with your mastery. And there's no shortcuts with Saturn. So it's understanding how in our journey we have so many different phases and colors and experiences that make up the whole. But it's all designed to support your mastery and to support taking you to the next level of growth. So what comes up, though, is that some people try to overrule or overstep the lesson, the energies, the tests, the experience. I see this a lot. And so I can tell you, without naming names, of course, without going into too many details, there's people who think they can outsmart the growth, the energies of what they're going through. It's as if they say, I'm just going to overthink it. I'm just going to think my way through it. I'm just going to know what to do. But you have to be in it. And that's one of the most valuable things about ascension, is the experience of being in it, of going through it, whatever it is for you. So again, come back to the example that came front of mind for you. Whatever that may be, a situation, a trigger, an emotional response, a feeling, whatever it is for you. What is it that's coming up for you? Because what you want to do is to really own it and to see that it is supporting you in your consciousness and your self-knowingness. And it's a doorway to more of your energy and to more of your power. But there are no shortcuts around it, because this is not, being human is not about taking shortcuts. It's about truly embracing all aspects of this experience, the highs and the lows, the good and the bad, the best and the worst, everything. It's embracing all of it. Because you're that strong, because you're that powerful, because your light is that bright that nothing really dims it permanently. Nothing shuts out your light. Nothing takes away anything that's truly you, because it's all an illusion, right? The whole game of ascension is an illusion, but it's also how we are of service to humanity and to the collective. By raising these energies together, by saying, I don't want humanity to fall into war again, extreme war. I don't want humanity to experience the worst fears possible. I don't want humanity to dive back into the dark ages. And so that's what we're doing, is we're raising this up together with our light, with consciousness, and with full power in ourselves. And that full power means you claim all parts of your journey, knowing that regardless of anything, you still maintain your power. Now, separation consciousness is most certainly part of the journey, and it's actually a starting point. Separation consciousness is when you believe that your energy and your power is outside of you, that it's in money, it's in a job title, it's in another person's decision or choices. Separation consciousness is based in the understanding that you believe you're separate from God. And it's just a starting point. And I have more information about this on my website under 5 types of consciousness. And that's part of one of my books, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. And it's looking at how wherever you're feeling separation consciousness is simply where there's greater potential for you to claim more of your power and more of your light and more of your soul's energy. It's showing you your potential. So in the situation that came to mind, your power is within you. God is within you. Light and consciousness is within you. How can you look at the situation from a new vantage point where you see that? And that occurs through awakening consciousness, which is the understanding that everything is happening for your soul's growth, for your understanding of your power. The power of your thoughts, the power of your choices, power of your words, power of your actions. And once we come into contact with that reality, we see where we can make improvements, where change is needed or supported, where we can make a new choice. So on our journeys, we have these hard knocks. We have these phases that can feel like they take us off center or off balance. But those are all part of the illusion, because none of that is really true if you don't really believe it, if you don't really buy into it. And that's part of our mastery training, is that understanding that I'm choosing how to view this. I'm choosing how to approach the situation, and I'm choosing to do so with full consciousness of myself and my power and light. So we do this on an individual level, but we also do it for the collective. And I have a great little example of how that happens here. A few weeks ago, my husband and I went to Las Vegas for a concert. And we stayed in Vegas for a few days, sat by the pool, which I loved. I don't know the last time I sat by a pool. That was wonderful. Saw the concert, and then we drove 4 hours to the Grand Canyon. And if you've never been to the U.S., there is so much diversity in the environments of the U.S. It's just beautiful. I mean, you have every type of environment and topography. And so we were driving through the desert 4 hours, and it's pretty boring. Not a lot to see, but also really calming and grounding. And we loved the little road trip adventure. And as we got probably to the middle point of our trip, the landscape changed. And part of this, by now we were in Arizona, northern Arizona, and it's the high desert. And so it's a desert, but it's there's some low-lying trees, some tall grasses, and then there's these, I don't know if, I'd say like red rock peaks. Red rocks, hard dirt mountains. Maybe that's the best way to describe them. Hard dirt mountains. And yet, we're driving on this freeway straight through these dirt mountains. And so On the left side of the road are these blocks of dirt, and on the right side of the road, these giant mounds of dirt. And being on the highway, going 85, you just drive, right? Like, you just keep going. You don't even think about it. But as we were driving, I was noticing this highway goes right through this dirt mountain. Obviously, the highway hasn't always been here. And so I got to thinking about the fact that someone had to come through and essentially dynamite this passageway for this road to go through, right? They had to bring in the big trucks, the John Deere tractors, the heavy equipment, in order to create this highway that everyone can use. But it took the pioneers, it took those with vision, it took those with understanding to know, well, we have to get rid of this obstacle in order to create something that benefits many people, thousands or millions of drivers. And this is the story of a lot of roads and highways all over the world, is the understanding that, you have to put in the work to create these new pathways. And that's exactly what we're doing with Ascension. We have to dynamite through some of these blocks. We have to have these firsthand experiences in order to remove any obstacles or hurdles that are holding us back from where we want to go. And the more that we do that for ourselves and together, the more we do it together, we set up these new highways for other people to just cruise on through. And that's how we contribute to humanity's growth. So just like the early pioneers had to create this path, this highway, which used to be a dirt mountain, you know, think of how much work. Well, those kinds of construction projects takes months. And I don't even know how old this road is, because who knows what kind of technology was used back in the day. But the idea being, it takes that day-to-day effort and that work to really create something meaningful, but what's being created lasts a very long time. And so what you are moving through right now, the obstacles and hurdles that you are blasting out and, you know, throwing a stick of dynamite at, you are doing so in order to benefit others and to show them the way and to show them how to move forward on their path. And that's how we're each contributing. It adds to your wisdom, to your understanding, to your mastery, to how you are of service and how you give back. So understand the bigger picture here. We need people who are out here on the front lines doing this work and understanding how everything benefits your journey. I have to tell you that I'm more of a Grand Canyon person than a Vegas person. I'm not really a Vegas person. I think partly because I've been to all the real places. Like, I've been to Venice, I've been to Paris, I've been to New York. So it just has this feeling of, you know, a Disneyland, which I can appreciate Vegas as a Disneyland. But I'd much, much rather be at the Grand Canyon. And we saw some amazing animals. We saw a condor. We saw some elk. We saw some awesome deer. We saw a lot. And then we spent a night in Flagstaff, and we went down to Sedona. And that was phenomenal. Got some more crystals in Sedona. I love crystals. And whenever I walk into a crystal store, I'm just like, I want all of them. I want all of the crystals. It's so hard for me to decide. But it's also fun to go into those stores and just see what speaks to me right now. And to just follow the energy or follow what I'm drawn to. So that was really cool. to get some new crystals in Sedona. So it was a great trip. I love road trips. We've taken quite a few trips this year, actually. And whenever we get out into the world, you also sense the different vibrations, different places on the planet, and different energies of different locations. So that's always really enlightening, too. So what I would like to really focus on for you is how you can embrace anything that you've been struggling against and how you can embrace it and see that it is supporting your journey and it is supporting your mastery right now, even if you can't see it right now, because part of being in a harder situation, whatever it may be, is that you often don't see the wisdom of it until later. That whole hindsight thing, right? So if you can just fully be in it and fully understand that this is not the end, more amazing things are coming, more amazing things are in the works for you right now, that everything is working in your favor. If you can just have that in your psyche, it's going to help move you through any of the hard knocks or difficult phases or transitions. Because transitions are scary at times when we don't know what's on the other side, when we aren't aware of what happens next or if it's going to happen next or when or who, you know, all those things that come up. So what you really want to be aware of is understanding that your power is always with you. It's always in you, but it's up to you to claim it. And the harder parts of working with energy can take you away from that knowingness, which is why I want to bring you back to it, bring you back to this knowingness that you already know. It's already something that you as a soul understand. But our human selves get away from it, and we forget. So what you're doing is coming back to that place of power and choice. You're coming back to awakening consciousness, which is that understanding that everything you're experiencing is for your soul's highest growth. And again, if you wanted to learn more about awakening consciousness, you can do so on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, and then just go to the top, very top nav bar, and it says five types of consciousness, and just click there, and it'll take you through those five types of consciousness. So know that everything is contributing to your soul story, and that it's more important that you just continue to love yourself, and you'll probably sense a pattern. Also, that whatever you have been resisting has been probably a common theme in your life. It's that old saying that what resists persists. But as you expand your consciousness, you have usually more willingness to say, I'm going to claim this. I'm going to own this. And I'm going to embrace it because I know that that is all contributing to my soul growth and that I am that powerful. And that's really what I want to remind you of is your power and your light, even when it seems like that is far away. And the other aspect to remember is that part of our human journey involves all of these energies, all of them. And the more you claim them and work with them, the more powerful you are, and the more, usually the faster you move ahead and you feel your energy rise and you feel your energy change. So understand that the faster you work with it and claim it, the quicker you raise your vibration. And your energy field changes in ways you can't quite even imagine. So ultimately, there is good in everything, even when it doesn't feel like it in the moment. And I know that for some of you, things have been hard. It's just been a harder time. There's just been a lot more going on in your world that has perhaps, really thrown you off. But again, it's because you are creating this new foundation in your life for yourself. You're creating this whole new experience of everything you want. And that requires changes in almost all areas of life. And so I want to normalize it for you. And just call out, this is actually normal right now. This is just part of what we go through when we are ascending. And I've had this conversation with many clients over the past month, in fact, the same message of you just have to be in it and move through it and keep trusting, keep believing in yourself, and keep going. And keep going. Because it's going to change. You know, the bends in the road can happen really quickly. The curves in the road can happen really quickly. So know that that is happening too, even when you're wondering if it's real. So I'm going, I feel like we're pretty good for this show. Every show that I do for you, I don't have notes in front of me. I just receive the information as it comes down, as it comes in. And I'm going to just leave it at that because this feels complete. This is actually a good show to reference and listen to again if you're going through a harder period or time, because I think it can help bring you back to center and connect you with more of your abilities. I will see you next week. And in the meantime, you can check out any of these episodes on iTunes, over 200 free episodes for you to download, or you can listen right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much for being here, my friend. Wishing you a beautiful day ahead, as always, and I will see you back here next week. Until then, namaste. Thank you so much.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment.